Medicare beneficiaries are supposed to decide this month how they'll get their health care next year. They can stay in the traditional government-run program or choose a private plan, an HMO, say. Until now, making the wrong choice was no real problem. Medicare recipients could switch plans every month. But NPR's Julie Ravner reports that is about to change.
About 6 million Medicare beneficiaries get their care from private health plans, mostly HMOs. They will be most affected by a new rule known as lock-in. Starting next year, beneficiaries will be allowed to change plans only once between January and the end of June. After that, they won't be able to change again until January of 2003. Eileen Harper, who counsels Medicare patients at the Center for Healthcare Rights in Los Angeles, says that for many beneficiaries, that's going to be a rude surprise.
And I would say that most Medicare beneficiaries don't have a clue that this is right around the corner and really won't know until it actually affects them personally.
Some beneficiaries who do know about the new rule don't like it. Estelle Raff is 75 and lives in Los Angeles. Lately, she's been having trouble with her back and with her Medicare HMO.
I'm having difficulty getting treatment there. They won't authorize it. They don't want to spend the money on it. They won't take the tests that are required. It takes too long to get anything done.
Even so, Raff said she'd stay in the plan if she was confident she could leave if things got worse. But because of the lock-in rule, she says, she's going back to the original Medicare program.
I do not want to be locked in to an HMO. What Congress has done in passing this law locking seniors into an HMO is a terrible thing.
Harper, the Medicare counselor, says that being able to change plans is more than just a whim.
The disenrollment, the ability to get out, has always been a very important safety valve for beneficiaries who are encountering problems, particularly people who are vulnerable due to either illness or age or, you know, difficulty in navigating health care.
Those aren't the only people who will be affected by the lock-in. Some people have figured out how to game the system. These beneficiaries stay in a plan only until they've exhausted its prescription drug benefit. Then they switch to another plan and another one after that. Anthony Gardner of New York City takes about $300 worth of prescription drugs every month. He has diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. So far this year, he's been in three different Medicare HMOs. He says the new rule will hit him hard.
If I reach my maximum and I can only bounce, let's say, one time, I'm stuck for the rest of the year. And if that other program only goes for like half the year, then I'm basically up the creek.
Managed care company officials say it's not good for patients to jump from plan to plan because it interrupts the continuity of their health care. Still, HMOs don't like the lock-in rule either. That's because the Medicare Plus Choice private plan program is in serious disarray. Some plans are dropping out of Medicare altogether. Most of the rest are raising premiums and cutting benefits. Adding the lock-in rule now, says Susan Pisano of the American Association of Health Plans, could make a bad situation worse.
There is concern that given the crisis in the Medicare Plus Choice program, this might be a barrier for some beneficiaries to join.
Analysts say the lock-in rule made sense when Congress passed it in 1997. The idea was to make Medicare look more like the health programs available to the working population. But it's harder to communicate with millions of people scattered across the country than with employees in a single firm. And many Medicare beneficiaries have difficulty with Medicare's complexities. Marcia Gold of Mathematica Policy Research says the program simply isn't ready for a lock-in. She says that gives Congress two options.
You can either delay the implementation of the lock-in for a year, or you can wait till June when people start screaming, and then you can delay it. The problem then is you have a lot of upset people, and it gives both Congress and the health plans a black eye.
Even the Bush administration has its doubts about proceeding. Tom Scully heads the Medicare program.
I believe a lock-in and a once-a-year open season, just like federal employees, is the right way to go eventually. Whether this is the year to do it or not is just a judgment call.
The House has already voted to delay the lock-in by a year, but it will take effect unless the Senate acts in the next few days. Julie Ravner, NPR News, Washington.